This is KUT. South by Southwest has helped fuel the growth of Austin and its suburbs. Or at least that's the annual fear for Austinites already stuck on our congested roads. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, now those surrounding communities are using the mega conference downtown to drive visitors and investment there.
It's not uncommon for cities, states, even countries to highlight their workforce, investment opportunities, or visitor and tourism offerings at South by Southwest.
To find some partners and some kind
places like Mexico.
To find investors for
pretty good format. They've been coming to the show
and
for the last
Ireland.
Couple of years, and every year they select.
And Bastrop.
You know, there's however many thousands of people that fly into Austin for this two-week event, right? And they get to the airport and they take a left and they go to downtown Austin. And what we're trying to let them know is there's opportunities to take a right.
That's Sarah O'Brien. She's the hospitality and downtown director for the city of Bastrop. She's working a booth with the BEST partnership on the South by Southwest trade floor. BEST stands for Bastrop, Elgin, Smithville, Texas. O'Brien can tell you about the restaurant, state park, and music options for the area, but she's also looking to sell Bastrop, Elgin, or Smithville to specific visitors.
And we also talk to attendees who are with major corporations that are looking for areas in Texas. Everybody knows that Austin is expensive, and so we've got some great properties in Bastrop, and so it's been a really beneficial show.
Not to be left out, just 25 minutes down I-35 and a couple of booths over on the convention floor, the Greater San Marcos Partnership is trying to get in on the Close to Austin message, too. Now, when you think of San Marcos, you might picture a smaller town in orbit around Austin, but Ashley Gossin, the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the Greater San Marcos Partnership, suggests we might need to shift that center of gravity a little farther south.
The Greater San Marcos area is the anchor of the Austin-San Antonio Innovation Corridor.
Her group represents Lockhart, Kyle, and Wimberley in addition to San Marcos. She's telling prospective employers about more affordable options just south of town.
One of the biggest things that we're hearing here at the festival is that Austin is becoming quite tight on a housing level. And here we're talking about, well, just 25 minutes south, you can get most of this. You've got access to the cachet of Austin, but you don't have that price tag. You still get to escape and get that small town feel.
Bastrop, Elgin, Smithville, Lockhart, San Marcos, Kyle, and Wimberley will be making their pitch through tomorrow at South by Southwest in hopes that companies and workers will move south and southeast of Austin. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.